Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My delegation supports the statement made by the Republic of Azerbaijan on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. I would like to thank also Mr. Kimmo Laukkanen from Finland for his presentation and his summary of the deliberation that took place in meeting of experts on international cooperation on Article 10. I also like to thank the ISU team for their assistance in drafting the chair's summary. As it was correctly registered in the chair's summary, the pandemic showed the weakness in the implementation of Article 10 and underlined the need to focus on strengthening international cooperation and assistance to ensure all state parties, particularly developing countries, have access to equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information relevant to the convention. And many statements and many delegations made statements during the general debate stressing this fact. For this reason, it was stressed during the deliberation and meeting of experts that we need to make progress. We need to make progress on strengthening cooperation and assistance under Article 10. However, there are significant challenges and obstacles that we need to tackle in order to make such a progress. And in the chair summary, some of them have been highlighted. For example, the lack of an institutional mechanism to facilitate the full effective non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. And another issue or challenge is the existence of multilateral exclusive export control regimes that usually are not transparent and act on subjective criteria and contrary to international instruments. The third significant obstacles that was raised by many delegation during the deliberation and meeting of experts was the imposition of unilateral coercive measures by the United States in breach of its obligation under Article 10 of the Convention. For my delegation, it's very important that the review conference that is approaching address these challenges and obstacles. We will particularly focus on the issue of unilateral coercive measures that are imposed by the United States. The United States must be held accountable for its unlawful and illegitimate actions against some member states of the BWC, because the impacts of its unlawful action is the life of hundreds and thousands of people. So we will take this issue seriously, and we think that in the REFCON this issue must be addressed clearly. The Non-Aligned Movement for addressing these challenges has proposed some concrete proposals, and we think that those proposals need to be considered seriously during the review conference, including establishment of a cooperation committee, adoption of an action plan, and the establishment of a dispute resolution mechanism. Mr. Chairman, in the review conference, in order to be successful, we need to make progress on these proposals. We should also take the experiences and lessons that we have had and we have learned in the past years from the database, from the operation of the database. We have discussed the operation of the database during the meeting of experts, and many delegations heard the result of this database. And this issue was also registered, has been registered in the report, in the chair's summary, that the database is used only by a small portion of state parties. And when you try to find how many state parties have used the database, you will not find more than 5 states maximum. So we have to be realistic about the database, because we hear in this meeting from a particular group of countries that we need to strengthen database, we need to invest on the database. You have had 10 years of time to act in order to operationalize database, to strengthen database, and now after 10 years you're still stressing that we need to strengthen database. You're not doing anything to strengthen the database. You need to implement your obligation under Article 10 of the Convention. That is the basic thing that member states of the BWC needs to do. With regard to creating a post in the ISU for an officer on international cooperation, we fully support the proposal made by the distinguished representative of Brazil, that the creation of that post needs certain condition, and that condition is the establishment of a cooperation committee that oversees the and guides the work of that officer in the ISU. I thank you, Mr. Chair.